News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It wasn't all about him, but Donald Trump was clearly the focus last night.
They go down the line. All right, Trump said this, Trump said that. Anything I said about it was a little bit wild.
Nearly half the questions were about the Republican frontrunner at the CNN presidential debate. He took a lot of shots from his rivals.
You were forced to file for bankruptcy not once.
I never filed
for twice. Four times.
He called Carly Fiorina a terrible Hewlett-Packard CEO.
She can't run any of my companies.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal was at the Reagan Library, joins us live.
Dave, many like Jeb Bush felt the need to address some of Trump's criticisms, like when each was asked what their presidential code name would be.
Ever ready. It's very high energy, Donald.
But in the nearly three-hour debate, candidates did disagree on things, ranging from post-9/11 military policy, recreational drug use, immigration. Trump did say he'd like to see lower doses of vaccines given to children.
I think you're going to see a big impact on autism.
He's an okay doctor.
But retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson said vaccines do not cause that kind of harm. Many did agree, though, on wanting to defund Planned Parenthood.
If we will not stand up and force President Obama to veto this bill, shame on us.
And Carly Fiorina joined the primetime debate after moving up from the lower-tiered candidate debate last month, Dave.
Jessica, facing charges over much-delayed recall of cars with defective ignition switches, GM has agreed this morning to pay a $900 million penalty to end a federal criminal investigation into a problem blamed for 124 deaths.
Individual employees have also been under investigation. The company's deal would need court approval, and GM still faces a series of lawsuits. A victim's compensation fund was set up last year.
Fox News Radio's Lisa Brady. Scared people in Chile, afraid to go back indoors after last night's massive earthquake that killed 8 people and generated tsunami waves, evacuating 1 million along the coast. A man-made disaster in South Sudan, a fuel tanker explosion, has killed 85 people. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What do Fortune 500 companies do when they need to find new workspace? They call Regis at 1-800-Offices. With Regis, you can easily expand today and get your people up and running tomorrow. With fully furnished tech-powered co-working spaces, offices, and admin support, Regis manages the details so you can focus on your business. Short-term, long-term, all on your terms. Regis makes it easy and affordable. Call Regis now at 1-800-Offices and get a free office or meeting room for a day. Regis, here to help you grow.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Kids not excited about going back to school? Keep them excited about learning. Fungineering has classes this fall to help enhance your child's education. Fungineering makes learning fun with Minecraft, Legos, and robotics. Fungineering offers classes for children ages 6 to 14 starting September 1st. Come in and see what Fungineering is all about. Open houses are Wednesday evenings all through the month of September from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And check them out online at FungineeringCS.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. We're proud to be home of the nice guys. That's why we offer Nice Guy Care. You'll get 1 year of tire rotations and oil changes on any of our new or certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Come see us today at Douglas Nissan on Highway 6 at University Drive.
At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over 1 million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The ever-growing College Station School District continues to look for land for future construction. Action at Tuesday night's board meeting included approving two letters of intent with developers south of Pebble Creek. One is where the Texas World Speedway is currently located, and the other is north of the racetrack. District spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says in both cases, the only commitment is to negotiate in good faith about what could lead to the purchase of a possible school site.
There's no language in there that says the developer is, you know, going to give College Station ISD a piece of property or that College Station ISD is going to purchase a piece of property.
The board met in executive session to discuss possible property purchases, something that is brought up at most meetings.
Pieces of property are becoming harder and harder to come by, especially big enough pieces of property to build schools on.
And voters are being asked in November to approve three new buildings. The design process is underway of a third intermediate school next to Greens Prairie Elementary. The locations of College Station's 10th Elementary and 3rd Middle School have not been decided. Texas A&M is in its third year of outsourcing, but it's the first under new President Michael Young. He was asked by a member of the Faculty Senate Monday if outsourcing was going to be reviewed.
Are we going to do any kind of university-level review of that process and how beneficial or problematic it may or may not have been?
I bet the answer is yes.
Young also wanted to hear where services are not provided to the required level.
Our agreement is such that we have agreed to understaff and we need to add more. We can renegotiate contracts and things like that. So the more information you can get us, the better, I think.
A&M has a five-year contract with an option for an additional 5 years. A request to add a second round of parking spaces at a North Bryan Park was put on hold at Tuesday night's city council meeting. Mayor Jason Byanski's motion to postpone whether to add 14 spaces at Scurry Park was based on waiting until after hearing recommendations of a Parks and Recreation master plan. Byanski also told Councilman Rafael Pena, who was able to get 11 spaces built earlier this year, that some neighbors have complained about increased traffic at what was designed to be a neighborhood park.
We've had over three dozen calls from the neighbors complaining about noise, gunshots, disturbances, criminal mischief. I know there's been some massive parties that are out there, and you're right, there are large gatherings that are happening out there.
The master plan recommendations will be announced September 30th, then considered by the council next month. College Station police report a bicyclist was struck by a hit-and-run driver Wednesday morning. The bicyclist was checked at the scene for minor injuries and refused transport to a hospital. Authorities are looking for a maroon Ford Fusion that hit the bicycle in the intersection of Texas and Walton. College Station police also arrested a Bryan man who is accused of breaking into a home Wednesday morning and assaulting the owner. Investigators say the suspect, 25-year-old Milton Kearney Jr., knew the victim, who refused medical treatment for minor injuries. The burglary took place in the 1600 block of Moss Glen Circle, which is off Anderson, north of Southwest Parkway. Local law enforcement wants to see you at today's National Night Out kickoff party.
We'll have all the vehicles there, you know, for people to look at and display, take pictures of. We have a bounce house. We believe Kaboom with the Brazos Valley Bombers is going to be there, along with some of the batting cages. Our safety pup will be there.
Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says the kickoff is from 4 until 7 in the parking lot of the Target store in Bryan. National Night Out block parties will be held October 6th. You're invited to register your block parties with the police department in the city where you live, or the Brazos County Sheriff's Office if you live out in the county. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Seal and Pipe. Another look at news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Warm weather continues unabated into the weekend as high pressure remains stationary off to our east. That means warm conditions for high school football Friday night. And also for the game coming up on Saturday against Nevada. We'll see sunshine today. Highs are going to reach 90 to 95. Clear overnight, 70 to 75. Partly to mostly sunny and 90 to 95 tomorrow. Sunny, 90 to 95 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:10, time to talk about things going on in the city of Bryan. Gene is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
Great. Let's talk about the bold experiment of having people parking in downtown Bryan for Aggie football. How'd that go?
It went great. We just want to let everybody know that there are a little bit more than 1,000 free city and county lot parking spaces available, which is open parking.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can park in the Roy Kelly garage for $10 for the entire day. Mm-hmm. And you can take a free shuttle to and from campus. So it's now going to be running 3 hours before the game instead of 2 hours, and it'll be running up to an hour and a half after the game.
Okay.
So get to Bryan Park, go enjoy the game, come back. You can shop, eat, enjoy the afternoon in downtown Bryan.
So if they have friends coming in, and where do they, what's the best place to come in? Are there signs to say you should park here?
There will be signs. It's all the city parking spots right there by the City Hall and mm-hmm. BTU, right by the County Courthouse. There's plenty of open lots, and then, like I said, the garage as well, but you do have to pay in the garage.
Okay.
And then if you are coming in town, or you have friends coming in town, head to downtown Bryan Friday night. There's a free concert at the Palace at 8 o'clock. Gates open at 7:30. Again, we've got a lot going on in downtown Bryan before the game, both Friday night, Saturday, and since it's an early game,
mm-hmm.
come back and shop in Bryan before heading out.
Yep, be a good thing. And don't forget Texas Reds is coming up, too. Right?
Absolutely.
And you brought a guest with you today.
I sure did. I brought Mr. Hegwood.
Yeah, okay. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Scott?
Good. We were just doing a kind of a chit-chat before we started, and I found out he's a Lumberton boy, and one of my kiddos was born over in East Texas in Beaumont, and so I knew. He said the Beaumont area. I said, where are Lumberton? I said, shoot, I know where that is. So anyhow, welcome in. We're glad you could be here today. First, went to Lumberton High School. How long have you been with the city of Bryan?
About 10 years.
Okay.
Almost 10 years.
And you were in the BTU area before you walked across
the
street,
that's
huh?
That's where I started, and a couple of years ago transferred over to the city.
Okay, so you're the chief financial officer for the city of Bryan. Basically, define that for me. What's that mean?
Well, just looking at all the finances, looking at budgeting, doing debt issuances, making sure the books are in order, making sure the cash is there, and we're in a healthy financial position.
Well, what I'm going to ask you to do, start off for words get bandied about in any kind of business, and for people to understand these are their tax dollars you're talking about, so it's probably good that they understand. Basically, explain the difference between certificates of obligation, which is the way that Bryan's funded a lot of things, and bond issues, which are also used.
Yeah, so there are certificates of obligations and there are general obligation bonds. And Bryan, in my experience there, is primarily used, exclusively used, I guess, certificates of obligation. The main difference is that general obligation bonds are voted on by the voters. COs or certificates of obligation are voted on by city council, so they both go to some form of a vote or another. Generally, general obligation bonds are going to be related to something that's controversial that the council think is it goes to the next level. It needs to have a vote of the people. Usually that's a convention center or something
mm-hmm.
something controversial.
Well, and of course, College Station decided not to go with a bond issue because of legislation that took place in Austin with House Bill 1378 that said if an element of that bond doesn't pass, you can't bring it back up for 3 years. That can mess up a city plan pretty significantly,
yes,
I would think. Now, what part do you play when it comes to city planning? Let's say that council or administration wants to have some sort of a grand picture of where we need to be, let's say, in 2021.
Right.
Well, you have to have a seat at that table.
Right. The budget part is the budget is a big part of that whole process. I mean, we talk to all departments and look at their needs. Each year they put together what we call decision packages, which are things that are above and beyond, and evaluate those. We look at what revenue projections are, because if the money's not there, you can't finance it. So, we look at all those things.
Well, Joe Hegwood joining us this morning. He's the CFO from the city of Bryan. And, one of the things that's important, I was just talking to the congressman a little while ago, your counterpart on the state level has to put a budget together, and he based it on, our oil prices are going to be around $60 a barrel. Well, we're excited that they closed at $47 yesterday. So if it doesn't work right in Austin, How do those dominoes fall, and how does that affect Bryan and other cities down the road?
Well, yeah, we are definitely affected by oil and gas prices, and I mean, this last couple of years is a good example. I mean, we saw activity go up quite a bit in 14 and 15, and now it's trailing off, and that, you know, that affects mineral values. That's I think we saw about $800,000 of increased revenues related to property tax on mineral values, but this year that's dropping in half. So definitely affects our projections. I mean, City of Bryan has taken a pretty conservative approach. Even back in when we were doing 15's budgets, we assumed it wasn't going to be a, you know, go on forever, that it would trail off. But we would certainly, from a taxing, you know, from a revenue point of view for the city, you know, the higher values, the better, because that increased tax revenues.
The Fed is thinking about, for the first time in maybe 7 years, raising interest rates. The stock market's obviously going to feel that. What do cities feel if that interest rate goes up?
Well, we would expect a corresponding increase in our cost of borrowing. I'm not a young person, and I remember borrowing on a house at 12%.
Oh my! Yeah.
We are at historical lows,
yeah.
And you know, if we need to borrow, now is the time to do it. If it bumps, I don't expect any change in the any change that the Fed does in the next, you know, 6 months or year will substantially affect our borrowing abilities.
Sure. The idea of keeping as much money in some sort of an interest-bearing situation is what you want to optimally do. How do you calculate how liquid you should be as an operator the size of the City of Bryan?
Well, you want to be able to pay your bills and, you know, have them that liquid. I mean, we do basically a cash flow projection every quarter to look at, you know, how much we have to have. Right now, some of our highest interest return is on very liquid investments, and so we're very liquid right now. So it kind of depends on what the highest return is on and what you need to have liquid. But right now, we're a very liquid.
What kind of financial instruments do you use that allow you to do that?
Well, we are governed by the state and what we can invest in. We can't invest in stocks and
right.
real estate and that sort of stuff.
Can't buy gold today from Robert Devane or whoever.
No,
yeah, okay.
Basically, Treasury, state, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, those sort of things are what the city invests in.
There's been some discussion as Bryan was putting together their $390 million budget this year about days of reserve. Explain to me what that means.
Yeah, that's basically your safety net. How much you have available to spend at the end of the year when everything is done. As a policy, the city has a 60-day minimum. Of course, that's the minimum, so you don't want to be at the minimum, because if anything negative happens, then you're in bad shape. And one thing the council and staff has looked at in the last year is, you know, what is the target.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last couple of years, the city has seen significant inflows related to one-time revenues, so that's kind of bumped our balance up over that time.
Okay, so your minimum 60. Where are we right now?
At the end of 15, we'd expect to be at about 177.
Oh, boy.
So we're way over.
Yeah.
And so this year's budget includes a plan to spend that down on projects that need to be done. You know, we don't want to stay at 177. It needs to be spent on projects that are needed by the citizens of Bryan. But then the question is, what is the right target to
sure.
be at? Last year, about in February, I think we did a review of some other cities and talked to rating agencies, and we presented to council an average of about 100 days. And so that's right now, that is the target that we're shooting for. That gives us a cushion. It takes into consideration the risks that the city has, and we're looking out over a 5-year period. You know, you can't set your minimum based on just 1 year. You've mm-hmm. got to look at it over time.
So if Bryan isn't and hasn't been using bonds for a long time to fund projects, why does it even matter what your bond rating is?
Well, no, we have used certificates of obligation.
Okay, but so it's still, Matt, even if it's not a general obligation bond, you still need to have a good high bond rating
We have a AA rating, which is a good rating, and it's probably the most most cities have, on average, a AA rating. But yes, yeah, certificate of obligations are what we issue. We've got a CIP proposal on the next council
meeting.
That's
a capital improvements.
Capital improvements, which is a 5-year plan, and I believe that's around $32 million, and those will be funded through certificates of obligations at this point.
So now, Brian's kind of an unusual situation in that you own your own utility company, and again, you came from the BTU side before you came across to the city. What does BTU, having that as part of the city, mean as far as pluses and minuses are concerned?
I mean, I think it's good, number one, that you have local control. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my background is in electric utilities, and I've been in worked for several IOUs, and you know, and one thing.
Oh, what's an
is
IOU? What's an IOU?
Investor-owned utility.
Okay,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You. Okay, it's all right.
and you know, there's always a conflict between you know a corporate headquarters and what they want and the city that they operate in. And the good thing about Bryan is you know you have that local control. The other thing is there is a revenue stream. The general fund transfer, which comes from all the enterprise funds, including water and wastewater, that goes to the city, and it's over $10 million right now that goes into the helps out the general fund from BTU.
And also, if you got extra energy, you can sell it off to other folks, right?
Well, that's right.
Well, very good. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in. You kind of gave us an overview of where our tax dollars go, those dollars and cents, because they are important, and we want to know what happens to them. So from time to time, we'll ask you to come back in and kind of educate us as to where we are, okay?
Sounds great, Scott.
Great. Thanks for the time this morning. Thanks. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The good news for women, the gender pay gap is narrowing. But it's only narrowed by a paltry 1 cent. According to the latest Census Bureau figures, women who worked full-time last year earned 78.6 cents on the dollar compared with men, up from 77.6 cents on the dollar in 2013. The number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits fell last week, another sign the labor market is improving. Initial jobless claims dropped by 11,000. The four-week average of claims, which evens out weekly ups and downs, fell by 3,250. State-of-the-art 4K Ultra HD TVs are so yesterday. Sharp plans to start selling the world's first super high-vision 8K monitors on October 30th. The massive 85-inch LCD screens, boasting video resolution 16 times greater than HD, will set you back only $133,000. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Our number system is based on 10, but it might be better if it was based on 12. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
For more than 40 years, Steel has built outdoor power equipment here in America and sold its products to professionals and homeowners through servicing Steel dealers. Built in America, believing in America. That's Steel Strong.
Steel Strong. Running grown on both ones. Steel Strong.
A majority of steel products are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components.
Steel Strong.
Find a dealer near you at steeldealers.com.
Meet Rachel. She's making serious money on her own schedule driving with Uber.
I was looking for something that was convenient and something that would help me to reach my financial goals. A friend suggested Uber, and I liked it. I love the convenience of it. So I log on when I'm available and log off when I'm not. And it's very, very easy to do. Just get in your car and you drive. And I like driving my car.
Thanks, Rachel. To start making great money with your car, sign up to drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
When you put your iPod on shuffle, it's supposed to play songs in a random order, but it doesn't.
True randomness. You must have no idea what's going to come next. On an iPod, it's all done by a computer algorithm, so it's fake randomness.
Alex Bellos, author of the book, Here's Looking at Euclid.
Just say you're playing something by, say, Led Zeppelin, and then next song, something else by Led Zeppelin. You're like, hey, this isn't random, I've just had something by Led Zeppelin. But actually, randomness causes clusters, so people were complaining. So Steve Jobs changed the program within the iPod to make it less random, but to feel more random.
Because people really wanted variety, not true randomness. Now, our number system is based on 10, simply because we have 10 fingers, which makes it easy to learn.
But actually, there's no mathematical reason why we only have 10 numbers. And actually, there's good mathematical reason why we should introduce two new numbers so we actually have 12 digits.
Of course, that will never happen. But think about it.
It's much easier to divide things up if you have 12 of something, because the numbers that divide into 12 are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6, which is much more than what divides into 10, which is just 1, 2, and 5. The equivalent of a third would be 40%, and a quarter would be 30%. So that's much nicer than a third being 33.3333 recurring percent, and a quarter being 25%.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
For your car, your home, your business, too. Care of you for over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Our greatest value is the L2501 DT Compact Tractor, one of the largest, strongest compact tractor frames on the market. Now through July 31st, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates to help you do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Check out the full line of Kubota tractors at the new WC Tractor in Bryan.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M plays the Nevada Wolfpack this coming Saturday at Kyle Field. 11 o'clock will be kick time. We'll broadcast the action on this radio station starting at 10. For the Wolfpack, they are 1-1 after two games. Opened the year against UC Davis at their place. They won that one 31-17. And then last weekend, Arizona was the opponent, and they lost that game 44-20. They're rushing for 200 a game. They're giving up 195 in the ground game against those two opponents. And in passing, averaging 161, they're being hit for 253 through the air after a couple. And again, we'll play that game at 11 o'clock this coming Saturday. A&M and Nevada. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now. With 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32 horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
Kim Commando here. Let's take a moment for Apple's new iOS 9 for iPhones and iPads, the newest and latest operating system. It comes pre-installed on all new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus models, but you can update at no charge from the iPhone 4S and iPads from version 2 on. Now to the question, should you upgrade? Well, here are my initial reports. iOS 9 has been tested on tens of thousands of iPhones and iPads, both old and new. iOS 9 will take about 3 seconds longer to boot up on an older iPhone 5S than it does on a new one. This is negligible. Once running, you'll get a better battery life, security's better, and so is Siri. Searches are broader and more proactive. And if you live in a city, Apple has added mass transit to Maps. The QuickType keyboard is improved, and most important, there's now multi-app, multitasking on iPads. iOS 9 is simply better. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Are you at risk of identity theft? Yes. A new identity theft happens every 2 seconds. Does giving out your social security number increase risk? Yes. Putting personal information out there increases risk. And unfortunately, so do things like shopping and data breaches. That's why I trust LifeLock. LifeLock goes beyond free services that simply monitor credit. From detecting threats to helping resolve issues if your identity is ever compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name. You only have one identity. Protect it with the best, LifeLock. Protection starts at just $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code KIM, that's K-I-M, for my special 10% discount. Call 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, or visit LifeLock.com. Use promo code KIM.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. In the city of Bryan, each council district has collected money from property developers reserved for parks. A request from Councilman Rafael Pena to spend $47,000 for 14 more parking spaces at Scurry Park was postponed at Tuesday night's meeting on a 4-3 vote. Mayor Jason Byanski, who made the motion to postpone until after seeing recommendations coming from a parks master plan, asked Pena if that was his highest priority for the parks in his district.
That includes Ibarra, City Thomas, BRAC, any parks in Castle Heights, Washington Park, Lions Park, Bonham Park. So if you don't want to wait to see what's in that parks report, you're very confident that this was the number one priority in District 2 for park needs.
Pena told Byanski he was following the wishes of those who have attended his town hall meetings.
Now, if that's the number one priority, you know, I don't know necessarily if I agree with that.
Pena also answered Byanski's question if parking was more important than park lighting, playground equipment, or other amenities.
On these other amenity types, I want those amenities, but we have funding for those, and that's the general fund.
Recommendations from the new Parks Master Plan will be revealed on September 30th. As voters in the College Station School District consider a bond issue that includes 3 new schools, officials are working on acquiring future sites. The CSISD board voted Tuesday night to enter letters of intent that could lead to schools in 2 new developments south of Pebble Creek.
While we have been working with these developers for potential future sites for schools, that we will continue to make a good faith effort to work with those developments and developers for future school sites.
District spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says one development is on the site of the current Texas World Speedway and the other is between the racetrack and Pebble Creek. The board also continues to discuss future property purchases in executive session.
A lot of it just has to do with bargaining power. If one were to find out that a government agency was trying to to buy their piece of property, they may want to jack up the price, so to speak.
CSISD voters are being asked this November to pass a bond issue that includes $6 million to buy land as well as three more schools. Design work has started on a third intermediate school subject to voter approval next to Greens Prairie Elementary. Locations have not been decided for a third middle school and a 10th elementary. Texas A&M is in its third year of a five-year contract of outsourcing food servicing, landscaping, and other functions. First-year President Michael Young told the Faculty Senate Monday there will be a review. Young also said it would be helpful to know where services are not being provided to the required level.
Because then we can try and drill down with those contracts, as we have agreements they will provide services at a certain level.
Young also said he considers employees who work for private companies a part of the A&M family.
At the end of the day, they're still coming here. They're doing the same job. The fact that somebody else is writing their paycheck should not deter us from treating them very much like A&M and making sure that all of the things that draw people into this community and that are supportive and so forth are as available to them, and they are as encouraged to use them as somebody whose paycheck I signed.
Young also acknowledged issues with remaining employees doing more as the campus grows.
I worry a lot about employee morale. We're having a lot of, I met with our HR people for about an hour and a half today, and I'm meeting with them about once a week, talking about what we can do in terms of you know, not only salaries and benefits, but professional development, other ways of helping them take advantage of university resources.
Young says the pay of employees who were outsourced were never reduced and in some cases were increased. College Station police arrested a Bryan man who is accused of breaking into a home Wednesday morning and assaulting the owner. Investigators say the suspect, 25-year-old Milton Kearney Jr., knew the victim who refused medical treatment for minor injuries. The burglary took place in the 1600 block of Moss Glen Circle, which is off Anderson north of Southwest Parkway. According to online court records, Kearney is awaiting trial on an aggravated kidnapping charge from an arrest in College Station in October 2013. CSPD also reports a bicyclist was struck by a hit-and-run driver Wednesday morning. The bicyclist was checked at the scene for minor injuries, then refused treatment transport to a hospital. Authorities are looking for a maroon Ford Fusion that hit the bicycle in the intersection of Texas and Walton. Anyone who has information is asked to call the College Station Police Department at 764-3600. Today is the annual National Night Out kickoff party that is sponsored by local law enforcement agencies. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says the family-friendly event goes from 4 until 7 in the parking lot of the Target store in Bryan.
And especially bring the kiddos, because we have a lot of events for the kids. We have a search and rescue group with their canines. They're going to be there. We give out bucket truck rides every year, and we also fingerprint and photograph your children.
The kickoff also serves as a reminder to sign up for National Night Out block parties the evening of October 6th.
We try to send officers to every block party, but you have to be registered for us to come out, and a lot of times we bring out some goodie bags with us. You can go to bryantx.gov, and there's a link on there for National Night Out that will take you right to where the application process is.
Also participating are the College Station and Texas A&M Police Departments and the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. A manager of the Whataburger in Lewisville, north of Dallas, has been fired after refusing to serve two police officers.
And he said it with a straight face, no smile, and just stared at us. And I looked at, Cameron, the fellow that I was with, and said, is this guy kidding? You know, is he joking? And Cameron goes, dude, he looked at him and said, are you joking? The man did not say a single word.
A deputy marshal for the city of Strawn, Michael McGovern, and Milford policeman Cameron Beckham were in uniform at the time. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the social media posts from Whataburger in response to what happened. WTAW news time is 8:38. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust. Local bank.
local bankers.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCS. chocolategallery.com.
840 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Weather brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spire, 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see it for yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. High temperature. I'm not going to play the weather. We're going to talk about the weather because it didn't rain yesterday. And we could still use some rain.
Yes, we could.
Just saying. Actually, I needed to buy a new sprinkler thingy, you know. And you can't find them in town.
Because it's not that time of year.
Yeah, well, it is. The grass is crunching, I'm sorry. Yeah. So anyway, so I had to go buy one of those online. I hate doing that.
Did you go to one of the big hardware shoppatoriums?
I went every place. Well, not every. I'd gone to every place. I finally ordered it, and I'm going to go pick it up tomorrow. It'll be a big day for me. Anyway.
Big day at the DeLucia household.
You know it. 92 for a high temperature today, about 94 on Friday, 96 on Saturday. Just know that, and sunshine. You're going to get yourself some red on your face if you go to the football game, I'm guessing.
But just one side.
Yeah. Low temperatures are okay, though. 73 tonight, probably 70 on Friday night for high school football. 72 on Saturday and Sunday. And then we do have a slight chance of some showers, some clouds rolling in on Monday. It won't be quite as warm. We'll be at about 90-ish. We'll see. What, we got about 73 or so?
74 now, but
this current conditions here says fog and mist.
It's hazy.
There's a little bit of haze out there.
Yeah,
in there. Yeah, that's what I get for closing the window.
No, maybe it's misty.
It's like a scud layer of clouds.
Like that. Industry sources say Anheuser-Busch InBev may be buying SAB Miller.
I saw that.
It'd be a deal which would be by far the largest in the food and drug drink industry to date.
And then there were two.
I was going to say, at this point, isn't it somewhat of a monopoly?
Yeah, what did I say? There's two. There's going to be
two of everything.
Fortune magazine estimates this deal could be worth $245 billion, well, a quarter of a trillion dollars.
In InBev picking up AB was, what, $600
billion? Yeah, yeah. Be added to the companies together, but also says that resulting company may have to give up some of its brands because of the antitrust. If the deal takes, it would bring Budweiser and Coors under the same umbrella as the international brands like Stella Artois, Foster's, and Grolsch. Is that how that's pronounced?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah. They're the swing top bottles.
Swing top.
The old-fashioned kind.
Oh, they got the little thingy deal on there.
Yep, the thingy deal.
Yeah. Now, do they get those returned? I mean, how does
know.
That work?
I buy Grolsch simply to get the capable bottles.
Deal.
Yeah,
okay.
Swing top deals.
Okay. So you take that off and you put it on another bottle? Will it fit?
Yep. No. You just refill the bottle. Clean it, sanitize it, and cap it.
Well, what do you fill it with?
Beer.
Other people's beer.
Right. Well, or your own.
Or your own. Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's a little easier than buying a bench capper, which makes it a little difficult.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Because I was thinking about buying one of those the other day.
You know, Scott.
Yes.
If you could download a program for XP that would brew beer for you, you'd know.
Oh, Bazinga.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a really easy joke, Scott. It really wasn't even that funny. I just got to throw the word XP in there.
Yeah, I know. That's what you wanted to do. I mean, there's a lot of beer I don't drink or won't drink.
Sure.
But that's because it's so wussy or it's just, wow, you want to make beer that tastes like that?
Tell you what, well, I'll take you to a bar. You got to try a sour beer sometime.
I don't. No, I don't.
Oh,
no,
sure.
I don't. It's okay.
Well, here, I'll give it a different name. Maybe it'll sound better. Okay. Oh, the name escapes me.
I tell you what, bring me one of Sling Top, and I'll take it home and drink it later. How's that?
Sling Top thingy cap.
Exactly. All right, it's back. Olive Garden says that they're going to bring back their pasta pass. So you and your family can get your carbs, I suppose.
Yeah.
Olive Garden began this promotion last year when their pasta passes sold out in 45 minutes. So here's the deal. Beginning today at 1 o'clock local time, if you go to the Olive Garden website, you can buy either a $100 pasta pass that will let you eat there as many times as you want. Think about that, would you? From October the 5th November the 22nd.
We did a story about a guy that did nothing but eat there.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to get his money's worth.
Yeah.
He did lunch and dinner there every day for, what, a month?
Something like that, and ended up racking up a ton of money.
And a lot of weight. You know, I don't know. Now, okay, so is it just the pasta? Do you have to pay extra for the sauce? How does that work? Because, I mean, you know, wouldn't you get the sauce that has the shrimp in it or whatever? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Can you take any home?
Yeah, well, I figure you can't do that. But, I mean, it's going to be after the third day they go, oh, hi, Harry. You're back again. Or you can shell out $300 for a family pasta pass. The Duggars would do well on that, which could let you, oh, it's you and three guests. Okay. Get in on the same deal. The pass also comes, of course, with its unlimited soft drinks, unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks as well. Plus, most importantly, dirty looks from the wait staff because you're not tipping them. You're going to go, hey, I bought in for $200 here. $100. The deal is that's pretty interesting because if it's $100 just for you, and you could have four people for $300.
Oh, man, that's pretty significant savings.
That is a big deal. But again, I think it's limited. They're only doing X number, 1,000, 10,000, I'm not sure. But it's not going on forever. If you want to do that today, if you have nothing to do, then do you think when will the site stop loading? At about 12:30?
Yeah.
Yep. No, I'm sorry, can't get on. A recent study finds that we are quite sexist when it comes to food labeling.
What?
Really?
Why don't you Google this in news and see if we can find this?
what am I looking for?
Well, we associate masculine images with unhealthy food and feminine images with healthy food.
Oh, well, I already buy that on the premise.
Okay.
I mean, it's always women eating Dannon and Yoplait, all this Greek yogurt
stuff.
I'll just
have a salad.
Yeah. Okay. And then guys, we got the bacon burger.
Well, I was going to say, we haven't seen but I watched The Five yesterday, and one of those people on there was talking about, apparently there's an Oscar Mayer bacon survey website, and she was talking about that. And I guess I did find it unusual that she did. But, I mean, women like bacon. That's crazy.
Well, one of my commentaries coming up is there's a new bacon dating site.
I don't know what that means.
Means there's a dating site for people that love bacon. It's sponsored by Oscar Mayer, but it matches bacon lovers. All the questions have to do with bacon.
Bacon!
Yeah.
Okay. Bacon!
All right. World we live in. Did you find a story on it?
Well, I don't know what to search for this.
I guess food package images.
Oh, the packaging.
Yeah, the packaging.
Sexist the food packaging?
No. Yeah. Try news. Go news.
I'm
and
in
then
news.
Do that. Oh, really?
People crave sexist food packaging.
Yeah.
From the Toronto Star.
All right. Okay. Oh, by the way, apparently the 14-year-old kid is going to transfer to another school up in Irving.
Oh, yeah. I think he said he'd go about anywhere else.
Okay. Oh, yesterday we mentioned, while we're speaking about bacon and stuff, we mentioned that McDonald's is looking at doing this chicken patty thing, right?
Yes, okay. The ground chicken.
Right. Okay. Well, apparently they have customizable sandwiches called chef-crafted flavors.
I thought they were simplifying their menu.
At McDonald's.
Yeah, dinners, there'll be three of them. You can choose from either the new buttermilk crispy chicken patty, the artisan grilled chicken patty, or a beef patty. The three flavor options are buffalo bacon, pico guacamole, or maple bacon Dijon.
You had me up to the Dijon.
It's the same $15 an hour employee back there cooking it.
And don't ask them to tell you what they're cooking.
No.
You may get some really strange pronunciations. I got a daggin' maple. Got a daggin' maple backin'. Huh?
Do what? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A buffalo backin'. Okay.
Buffalos. Yeah.
All right. You're right. I thought they were simplifying their menu.
Yeah. This isn't simple at all.
Maybe these are limited time. Well, if you'll remember, Pizza Hut tried that about 8 months ago.
Oh, putting hot dogs in their crust.
Well, no, giving us 27 different varieties of toppings and crusts.
I mean, we're not talking Sonic drink flavors here. I don't want a million choices on my pizza.
Oh, you know, a long time ago, there used to be a place called the Tasty Freeze.
Yep.
And the Tasty Freeze here was about where Sonic is on Texas Avenue near University. Okay, that's about where it was located. And their big deal was, I think they came up with 40 flavors of milkshakes. And I'll never forget, the one I really liked was cinnamon, because it was cold but it was hot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of neat. But they also did prune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Prune.
Thanks. I'm good.
I know. Well, would it have been any better if they called it plum? You know, I'm just...
Still no.
Yeah. Didn't know that people were craving that, just and they probably didn't, but you know, doubt you could find one today. All right, it's 8 minutes still.
If you're a BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU smart home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care. Closer to home.
All right, it's about 8-7 till. I don't. High school football player in New Jersey.
That's my commentary later. This is really awesome.
Officers with the Linden Police Department said the unidentified Linden, New Jersey high school student took off an opponent's helmet during the game last night. Then he allegedly hit him in the head with it.
Yep.
Victim required 14 stitches at a nearby hospital. Suspect was penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct, but was not removed from the game.
Officials didn't necessarily see the aftermath, him take the helmet off.
Video of the incident is making the rounds online. Spokesperson for the Linden Public Schools says an investigation by administration taking place. Disciplinary consequences will be issued accordingly. What's going on? What do we got going on here?
We talking about the kid and his clock again?
No.
Okay, sorry, I jumped in late.
No, it's all right. It's okay. I mean, the one in San Antonio, Jay, is pretty egregious.
Oh, yeah.
The second one in Texas shouldn't have done it anyway and needs to be kicked off the team, even though he's just suspended for 3 days. But this kid takes the other player's helmet off and hits him with it.
Yeah, oh, I mean, geez. Just bashes him right square in the dome.
Oh, it's no good.
Wow. I mean, yeah. I don't know where we go with that. That's very unfortunate. Repo Man from Hollywood, Florida, got a taste of his own medicine when his tow truck was stole right out from underneath him. Man and a woman came to Victor Perron's business, that's a AAA asset recovery, to reclaim their vehicle. They brought two other friends with them. The surveillance video showed them driving away with their car. One of Perron's drivers pulled up behind them, jumped out of the tow truck, and ran inside. That was when the friends just turned around and stole his tow truck. Slammed it into Perron's own Nissan Maxima. The truck then got stuck in the mud, so the thief jumped out, got back in his buddy's car, and took off. Obviously, the police should be able to find him. All right, here you go. Get your soap opera swords. This is your spoiler alert.
Yeah, I finally watched the first episode of recent season.
Well, fans say that Jon Snow may still be alive.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It was all a dream?
Yeah, kid, exactly. Shower sequence. Yeah. Kit Harington slipped up during a recent interview saying that he was, quote, still under contract to the show despite the fact his character was left for dead last season. Although he won't reveal the length of his commitment, he admits that HBO, the hit, will be part of my life for a while. Spies in Northern Ireland revealed to the New York Daily News the long-haired actor was spotted filming a battle scene just last week. So there.
Go ahead. Flashback or he comes back as a ghost or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they could do that. That's what you want, is a ghost out there fighting. That'd be a good thing. Cast for A&E's upcoming reboot of the miniseries Roots has been confirmed up. Forrest Whitaker and Anna Paquin will be in that.
Wow.
Yeah, Forrest will play Fiddler, the slave who risks his life trying to mentor and aid Kunta Kinte, while Paquin has been cast as Nancy Holt, the wife of a Confederate officer who has her own agenda when it comes to handling the slave. So there you are. Lawrence Fishburne is going to play Chicken George. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, see how that works. Look for Jason Alexander, George Costanza. Sorry, he always will be. In the upcoming Fox show called Grindr, starring Rob Lowe and Fred Savage.
Oh, Rob Lowe, the...
Yeah, that guy.
Bad A biker guy.
Yeah, that's the one, right. TV Line reports Jason will play the writer and creator of the show within a show in which Rob Lowe's character has starred as a lawyer for the past 8 seasons, then moves back to his small hometown, thinking this time on TV qualifies him to run the family's law firm. So we'll see. Shows within shows sometimes can be pretty good. Obvious 30 Rock episodes is a pretty good show, and that's a show within a show. Hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah, episodes are really good.
Early reports say CNN's coverage of the Republican thing was watched by 20 million people last night.
Down 5 from Fox.
Is that? I don't remember.
I think 25 was the number that stuck in my head.
Gotcha. Here's our stupid criminal of the day, Caleb Shea Funky, or maybe it's Funk, but it's F-U-N-K-E, so I'm going to say Funky, of Idaho Falls. 22-year-old robbed a house mid-afternoon. Homeowner called police to report the break-in when she got home and found her house had been ransacked. She also found an unfamiliar cell phone on her bed. When the cops showed up, they found a blue Chevy Cobalt parked behind the house with cash and jewelry in the front seat. While they were investigating, Mr. Funk was dropped off by a friend, telling police that his friend had borrowed his car and locked his keys in it and came back to unlock it.
Of course.
Police searched him, found keys on him, that started the car. They also, of course, found the jewelry in his pocket. Oh, and the homeowner's cell phone that he took, thinking it was his own. Doesn't even know what his cell phone looks like. A mozon, he's in jail.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. By the way, just so you know, story is that Robert De Niro, who's worth about $200 million, still has a flip phone. Says it's easy to operate.
It is.
Well, our graphics guy here
until recently.
Until very recently, still carried a flip phone.
Well, again, it if it takes care of what you're looking for, right? That's all you need. All right, let's see. On this date in history, the National Football League was organized. 95 years ago. I guess in 5 years, they're just going to cover us up with how wonderful it is.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good television premiered on this date. Back in 1972, MASH. 1966, Mission Impossible. 1963, The Fugitive. And in 1991, ooh, I can't do it, Home Improvement. That's
yes.
The guy. Vanessa Williams became the first black Miss America. That didn't end well for her in 2002. And
she came out on the bright side of that.
But it's
one,
okay. That's right. She recreated her career, became something different, and obviously they honored her just last week. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station. Brian.